604. Mentioned to Brother Brian this morning, or he was asking me about the evening assembly. Oh, do you use that time to learn new songs? And I say, well, if you'll teach us some new songs, the answer is yes. So after we sing a few songs and have our communion time, then I'm going to turn it over to him, and he can, even if they're not new, you're very welcome to just lead some songs for us. So Brother Brian and his wife Susan from Prescott Valley preached for me this. Number 604, we'll sing first and last, just a couple of stanzas, we might get a few more songs in that way. 604,
you can sing. You may have your worldly pleasures, your silver and your gold. You may pile up all the riches that this old world can hold. But I'd rather have my Savior and with him firmly stand. For I want to be ready to meet him.
Godliness, mutual affection, and to mutual affection, love. For if you possess these qualities in increasing measure, they will keep you from being ineffective and unproductive in your knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But whoever does not have them is nearsighted and blind, forgetting that they have been cleansed from their past sins. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, make every effort to confirm your calling and election. For if you do these things, you will never stumble, and you will receive a rich welcome into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So I will always remind you of these things, even though you know them and are firmly established in the truth you now have. Let's go ahead and pause for prayer. Dear loving Heavenly Father, again, we're just so very blessed at this time where we can come together here as brothers and sisters of Christ and to worship and to praise you, Lord. And Lord, we are just so very grateful always for your word, which shapes us and molds us to be more like Jesus each and every day of our lives here. Lord, just as we read these different attributes that we can get from your word, we know that that will just continue to make us more effective as being workers for your kingdom and bringing others to Christ. And that's always our prayer, Lord, that we're always looking for those that are looking, that have something missing in their life. We know that that's you. Lord, it is our prayer that you'll continue to help guide each and every one of us and always keep our eyes, our hearts, and our minds open to different opportunities we might have to serve. And in all of our service, Lord, it's always our prayer that we do all things to bring you glory to your Son, Jesus Christ. And again, we ask this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Number 865. 865.
Before the communion this evening, we'll sing hymn number 375. 375. First and last stanzas. If you're here this evening and you'd like to partake of the communion this evening, just stay seated where you are. And then when the one who is officiating at the table comes by, just kind of hold your hand up for a moment and